It's Friday, news listeners, and it's time for your Friday installment of the BTN News Show. It's the 3rd of September, 2021. Here comes the best technology news that's been going on, and we got it for you right now, like we always do, in about 5 minutes. Could the Apple Series Watch 7 be delayed? It's looking so. Looks like the next generation Apple Watch is experiencing some manufacturing issues. At least according to the sources over there from Bloomberg. Apparently there's been some major complexities in manufacturing the new watch, which we've actually heard is supposed to have the flat sides and even bigger screens. Now according to Bloomberg, they were told small-scale production for the next Apple Watch had already begun. But just after manufacturing got underway, a lot of critical issues started coming up. The most common one we've heard, the glass on the front of the watch actually just completely falling out. For now, it seems that production has been temporarily halted, and Apple suppliers right now are scrambling to solve the manufacturing issues. Got a room full of noise going on? Well, Alexa's gonna speak a little louder for you. Yeah, apparently Alexa now will be able to detect just how much noise is going on in that room you're in, and probably feels you cannot hear the device very well, so it will get louder. Yes, this new feature has just rolled out to Alexa, making sure that your voice assistant now can hear you even when, say, the TV's on full blast, or somebody next door just feels like, yep, you need to hear my stereo system. The new feature, in technical terms, is actually called adaptive volume, which will make Alexa actually speak louder if it detects a lot of ambient noise. Obviously, the goal of this, whether it be in your home or a busy office, is you can always hear Alexa, and Alexa can always hear you. From what we can tell, though, the new feature update, only for U.S. customers currently. So if you're outside of the U.S., you're going to have to wait a little while to test out the new feature. This might have something to do with privacy issues. We don't really know yet. But once Amazon gets those ironed out, it should be available for all Alexa devices worldwide. And finally, staying with Amazon news, and it looks like Amazon's saying, hey, yeah, live audio? Yeah, we could do that. So they're ready to get on that bandwagon now, it seems. We already know that Spotify and things like Clubhouse offer those live audio, live concerts, those kind of things. Amazon thinks that they can do it better. In fact, they're actually in the stages of developing a live audio offering that will focus on music, including concerts and even other live events. In fact, they're also considering podcast and talk radio as extensions for their service. And we do know very recently Amazon did integrate Twitch streams right into their music app. Plus, they've got the podcast subscription business Wondery that they bought back in 2020. So definitely the puzzle pieces are in place. It's just all about how Amazon really wants to fit them at this stage. Got a story no one else is listening? Send it to us, britishtechnews@gmail.com. The official website for the British Tech Network, britishtechnetwork.com. You can also find us on Facebook as well at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech and join our BTN community at our Slack room. All you got to do is go to britishtech.slack.com. The news show, back at your way on Monday, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the weekend. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Friday. Have a great weekend ahead. And thank you, as always, for listening.